2. Greenwich Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. I'm joined on the line by the Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Another good Zoom meeting last night?
This was a marathon. If we had done our usual start at 7 p.m. be in town hall, it would have been 2:30 in the morning.
So. Oh, okay, all right.
A long 8-hour meeting, which is with wow. one 10-hour break. So, but it was the reason why is we had a lot of applications that had a lot of people wanted to speak on, which is, you know, it's always good to know that Zoom is working and that we can do it in the digital world and that it works. So the first one was the scenic road designation of the Binney Park Loop, they're calling it. This has been a long-anticipated application, and we finally did hear it. It's to designate under the charter a portion of it's Sound Beach Avenue. When you get to Westcombe, you would take a right. Then when you get to Arch Street, take another right. And then when you get to Sound Beach Avenue, take another right. And that there would connects the loop. What they are stating is that they understand that this would not impact anything regarding to regular maintenance. What it would do is any time there's any road widening, any change in the grade, anything like that of said road, it would be required to go before the Planning and Zoning Commission for a public process. That's what they would be gaining out of this. So if there was a traffic circle improvement or the bridge that is in the works now, that would all, the culvert replacement project, which is referred to as a bridge project by some, that would require going before the Planning and Zoning Commission for a public process. So it was left open. Part of the problem is that in order to be designated for a scenic road, it has to be free of intensive vehicular traffic, but that term is not defined anywhere. So what does that mean? Are we talking relative to other roads? It certainly is less than I-95, but it is certainly much, much more than the other scenic roads that we have in town, including Cliffdale Road, Bering Hill, Sawmill, etc., which are considered local rural roads. This is an urban collector. So that's something that needs to be decided. The other thing is whether or not it meets the requirement that the scenic road has to be at least half of a mile. In combination, those three roads that comprise the loop are more than half a mile, but in each piece of it is not does not meet that criteria. So the commission has to decide what the intent of the charter was to that respect. So that was left open. There was a lot of public comment, mostly in favor, but there was certainly some who were concerned about this being an emergency roadway and it not meeting the criteria of the charter. Then we talked about 20 Cogniwog. This was a subdivision, this one was postponed. I beg your pardon, that was postponed. And then we went to 18 Armstrong Lane. That was a subdivision that we discussed. And that was left open. There are some issues that have to be resolved, mostly having to do with drainage. There's a neighbor that asked that this be left open so that their engineer could look at some of the issues there. House of Monty was postponed. Seven Meadow Place was postponed. Valbella's was postponed, and then we got to the Cardinal Stadium project. We've heard this several times, but this is the second time we're hearing the rezoning. What we heard was that the neighbors that live in the area don't trust the high school, and they're concerned that if the high school is given more opportunity to expand, they will do so, even if they say that that's not on the docket at the moment. This is based on, it's a fair statement, based on the actions of the high school post the MESA project, particularly relating to traffic. They have not done a good job of staying in compliance with the conditions there, and that has been much the source of aggravation for the neighbors. And they're saying they're very concerned about allowing the high school to have that much potential if they are understanding that it would need to go back through the Planning and Zoning Commission for any project. They would rather the applicant meaning the Board of Ed, go to obtain a variance for the floor area as opposed to the rezoning to solve the floor area problem. Getting a variance, what they're looking for is a finding of hardship, And the commission did spend a lot of time explaining that from a planning standpoint, it is much more logical for the school to come forward with the rezoning. But because of this past sentiment, they do understand why they're asking that the applicant seek a variance instead. The neighborhood did talk about there being a checks and balances associated with two boards reviewing something, and the commission, I think, did a good job of explaining that that's not what this is. Going checks and balances is not the appropriate way to look at this, because what the Zoning Board of Appeals is doing is only looking at something relative to whether or not there's a zoning hardship. So anyway, long story short, it was left open. They will pursue the variance, which will be heard at the end of July, and then they will come back to the Planning and Zoning Commission for the Municipal Improvement and Site Plan at that time.
Okay. I think you thought that there could have been possibly a vote on it last night, right?
Yes, because at the last meeting, it's very, very logical to come forward with the rezoning. Frankly, that's something that I had advised the Board of Ed that I thought was the right thing to do. They had originally had a variance application pending, and then withdrew it in favor of coming to the Planning and Zoning Commission, who also had advised them at a public meeting that the variance was the wrong way to go and they should come in with the rezoning. I think out of respect to the neighborhood, they said, well, we think you should pursue this with a variance. There's many ways to skin the cat, and I think, yes, it does chew up a lot of time, but I think the commission, like I said, out of respect to the neighborhood, said, sorry, Board of Ed, I know we've directed you to come back to us and to not go that route, but because of the way the neighborhood is feeling, we think you should go that route. And so the Board of Ed said they would do that, which I think was the right thing to do. So I think, you know, this is a good example of how the commission really does listen to what gets said at these public meetings and does try to do right for the whole. And anyway, so there we have it. But
okay.
A lot of back and forth. And then after that, and there was a lot of public comments on that one too, of course. And then finally we went back to our old friend on Calhoun Drive. This is a historic overlay. We went through another 20 speakers on this one, or whatever it was. Most of them are from the neighborhood. All of them, I think, are against this application that live in the neighborhood. They feel that the proposed house is not secondary to, is not in keeping with, and should not be permitted. And the applicant is saying, look, the regulations, it is secondary to the primary home, which we are looking to preserve in perpetuity. We are not asking for any sort of increase in floor area. It is in keeping with other people that have a carriage house in the neighborhood, and they wanted to have the commission vote on it last night. They did not, just simply because at that point it was 1 o'clock in the morning, and as I said, we've been at this for 8 hours with only a 10-minute break. So I think in fairness to everybody, it made sense to just close the meeting and take a moment to you know, have some sleep and those things, and we'll decide most likely at the next meeting. And the commission did say they would put it first on the agenda so that people didn't have to wait through the meeting to get to the decision.
Okay.
Did not hear Innis Arden. And then lastly, finally, the new choir and organ at the Christ Episcopal Church, that actually was voted on, and it was approved.
Oh, she had an approval last night.
Yes, we got one.
Two in the morning, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, great. So tell us about the next meeting.
Okay, the next meeting is on July 14th. And we have the Greenwich Country Day School bleacher project. We also have the baseball field at 56 Clabbered Ridge Road, and the historic overlay subdivision project on Sheep Hill that I think would be of interest to people. So that's and some of the carryovers from this meeting will be on that next meeting. The Cardinal Stadium project will not be on that. Probably won't be on until the August 4th meeting, the second July meeting, depending on when they can get before the Zoning Board of Appeals.
All right, great, Katie. Long. I know you're trying to keep them short, but they've edged back up again, right?
Yes, this is true.
All right, but good stuff. All right, thanks very much for your time. Appreciate it. Have a great day and have a happy 4th.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning for the Town of Greenwich, PNC Met.